And this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has ordered deployment of National Guard troops to help the Border Patrol control the U.S.-Mexico border, even as Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen warned human traffickers are taking advantage of weak U.S. immigration laws.
Before 2011, over 90% of arriving aliens were single adult males. Today, 40% are families and children. The traffickers and smugglers know that if you arrive with a family under our current legal and court system, you have a much better chance of being released into the United States.
She said the troop deployment is aimed at buttressing border security and welcome by state officials.
They understand the administration's desire, much like their own, to control illegal entry into our country. They understand and respect our national sovereignty.
Nielsen said the troops would help with counter-narcotics missions, infrastructure construction, surveillance operations, and aerial support. But Congress must also act, she said, to strengthen existing law.
The legislative fixes have been drafted and debated. The tools are tested and ready. All that is lacking is the will to act.
Tuesday, President Donald Trump expressed alarm over a caravan of hundreds of would-be Central American asylum seekers making their way to the U.S. border. Cameroonian security forces rescued 18 hostages, including a dozen European tourists, seized Monday by suspected Anglophone separatists in the country's southwest. Government spokesman Issa Chiroma-Bakare praised security forces for their safe release of the captives. A tour group, however, contested the government version, saying its Italian and Swiss tourists were allowed to go after negotiation. As they were about to depart, they said the security forces showed up and an engagement ensued. English-speaking Cameroonians seeking a separate homeland. This is VOA News. Trade tensions between the world's two biggest economies have increased.